Change is nature, the part that we can influence. And it starts...
Eye of the tiger.
Decide.
Eye of the tiger, come on.
Ultimate mastery comes not of the body, but of the mind.
And look at Fry with chapstick. Accomplish anything.
Yes, science!
Possess the right thinking.
Then I can change.
Only then can one be seen.
You can change.
Gives the strength. And peace.
I'm your host, Ross Anderson, and this is the Motivational Dude podcast. And on this show, we'll be exploring all the tools and tactics that you can apply to realize your potential, from mindfulness to meditation, psychology, physiology, biology, and much, much more. Let's get to it.
Turning back time and reversing aging. You guys remember Cher? She was once considered the queen of pop. She proposed a question that I don't think anyone has ever definitively answered. If I could turn back time. You know the song? If I could turn back time. Boo-doo-doo-doo. That one. You know it. Everyone knows it. And is there an actual fact any way we can turn back time? Well, of course, we can travel back in time through the wonder of memory. But is there any other way where we can actually shift time in a more physical manner? Well, some people would suggest, yes, there is. So each year our chronological age advances by one. So I'm 31 right now. In exactly 1 month's time, I will advance chronologically by one to the age of 32. But we also have a biological age, a chronological age, and a biological age. And the biological age, well, that advances with respect to how much stress we encounter and also the lifestyle choices that we choose to engage in. You'll remember one Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King was murdered. When he was murdered, the coroners, the individuals looking at his body, examining, performing the autopsy on his body, famously said, if we didn't know this was Dr. King's body, we'd think this was a man's body somewhere around the age of 60. Now, Dr. King was 39, only 39, when he was assassinated. So therefore, he was biologically 20 years older than his chronological age. His chronological age was 39. His biological age was perceived to be 20 years more advanced. Now, this, of course, was an unfortunate for Dr. King, a fortunate fate to experience. But many believe that if Martin Luther King had survived, he may have suffered anyway an untimely death because of some form of heart disease or some other trauma because of his advanced biological age brought on by the stress that he most definitely would have encountered by all that he would have experienced trying to do what he was aiming to do through his vision. Now, you can actually track today your biological age with the correct tools and measurements. But if you were to hazard a guess, if you were to give it a guess, where would you put your biological age? Do you see your chronological age matching your biological age? He thinks maybe it was as advanced as Dr. King's was. Or is your biological age actually less than your chronological age? Because that's plausible, also according to new science. So now, the juicy bit. It's actually been found that meditation is one of the only activities that will afford you back the time you put into the practice. Let me state that once more. Meditation is one of few activities that will repay you back the time you spend engaged in the act. Why? Because it can reduce your biological age. It can switch on, when engaged in it, your good genes and switch off the bad genes. And when I say that, good genes trigger your body physiologically to switch on health-promoting genes. And bad genes are health-detoxifying factors, if you will, that pull you away from your potential. So this switching on of the good genes and switching off of the bad genes is known as an epigenetic factor. Epi, if you look at the root of the word, epi means above your genes. In effect, in essence, you can hover above your genes and manipulate them in some sense to your advantage versus having no control or say in the matter. Studies show that if you've got a matching chronological age and biological age at 30 years old and begin meditating every day, by the time you're 35, you could have the sexual responsiveness, the auditory threshold, the skin elasticity, and the memory and language abilities of your 25-year-old former self. It's amazing. And it's kind of hard to believe, but this information is not being taken lightly, and it's currently being examined in great detail across the board, academically, scientifically. So if you're concerned, if you concern yourself with logical science, it makes sense. Think about it. So stress hormones, we know them to be cortisol, for example, are useful. But if we experience them in abundance in the body, if they're highly bioavailable for a prolonged period of time, they can overly break down cells and influence other bodily mechanisms to do similar damage. When we break down too much, that's called going catabolic. We diminish, we deplete, and effectively we die off at an advanced rate. Our bodies go through these cycles of breakdown and build up. But if it's out of whack, if it's out of balance, if it's not in a state of homeostasis for a prolonged period of time, we can become less of our potential. We can retract from realizing our health potential. So if we can begin to reduce stress and other toxic properties in the body through meditation, we can, in some respects, better our internal conditions. We can become biologically younger. We can turn back time. So Cher, the dark-haired foxy pop queen that she was, shout out to Cher, by the way, she wasn't just a pop queen. She was kind of somewhat of a prophet, concerning herself with worldly questions. Let's turn back time and live to our potential by trying a little meditation. Inhale and exhale. That's all it takes. Breathe in for 6, hold for 2, exhale for 7, while fully focusing on the inhalation and the exhalation of the breath. If we get a thought, we can dwell on it, but don't beat ourselves up. Don't say, I'm shit, I'm not doing this correctly. Just say, oh well, and return back to that focus being applied on the inhalation and the exhalation of the breath. And you can reduce your biological age by doing that.
And that concludes today's episode. Thank you so much for listening. I hope this serves you well. And if you've enjoyed the show, don't forget to leave us a 5-star rating and review over in iTunes. By doing so, you really do help me help others optimize. Peace out, much love, and we'll speak soon.